Most essential human growth comes with pain and is imposed upon us by life itself. We decide if we want to resist or flow. If you're reading these words, then you're most likely where I am right now, brokenhearted and feeling alone. Well, at least there's two of us here, right? It may not be a great consolation, but you're going to have to take what you can get here and now. Get used to that for a little while. Nobody will be able to replace the unique feeling of the space held by your loved one. Nobody. Don't have illusions about that. But that doesn't mean that nothing can fit into that same space. And this is a really important point. The person who's gone right now was being held in a space inside of you. You own that space, not them. Of course, it feels wonderful to know that somebody is inside our heart, in our mind, in our spirit, that we breathe them in and out several times a day. Their warmth, the softness of their skin, their voice, their smell. I get it. I really do. Like I said, we're two of us here. Human beings are designed for connection. It is essential to our functioning, to our growth. We learn and develop from our interaction with those around us, for better or worse. You may be inclined to go into a deep, dark, black hole here and remove yourself from the world. Don't. You may be inclined to seek out alcohol or drugs to try and self-medicate the pain. Don't. You may want to become self-loathing and beat yourself up about how you ended up here, seeking blame from within. Don't. Accountability is perfectly fine as long as it's healthy and useful. It hurts. It hurts so very bad. You probably feel like your heart has been ripped out of your chest and laid bare in the cold outside world. It kind of has. You probably are having a hard time eating, waking up, doing much of anything, to be honest. That's normal. You're suffering. Learn to accept that. This book isn't about denial. It's about working from within this difficult and painful space. I'm writing this book not just for you, but for me as well. This journey is one that I'm taking toward healing, but one that I wish to share because this place is so damn hard to deal with that a little dose of help can surely go a long way for many other people experiencing something similar. My wife left me. We've been married for 2.5 years. We have a baby on the way. Yup. Messy. Painful. Horrible. Torturous. Makes me scream and cry kind of messy. I feel as bad as I've ever felt. Ever. No question about it. But this is where I am, and no amount of thoughts will move me from this place. And that's exactly where we're going to start. You need to be right here. Nothing will make the feelings go away. They aren't supposed to go away. Not yet, at least. They need to be felt completely. You read that right. The gnawing emptiness inside your chest and belly will go nowhere until you're willing to accept that it is there and feel it. This is a perfectly normal reaction to loss and or abandonment. The cure is time and willingness on your part to be here, at least for now. It will get better, I promise. Maybe not today. Sorry, I know that it sucks to read the previous line, but it's important. I don't claim to be an expert here. To be honest, if I were an expert on human relations, I'm pretty sure that I would not have ended up here in the first place. And that's something important to note here. Don't take this as some sort of gospel. It isn't. These are the ramblings of one man, one human being, who is telling you what he's doing to be able to healthily traverse a particularly ugly part in his life. I'll give you my wisdom and my suggestions, some acquired on my own, some acquired via a therapeutic path, and some learned through dialogues with close friends and family. You try it out. Play trial and error if you want with the ideas and see what fits for you and what is useless to you.